This is the World Cafe. Life after Belle and Sebastian has been good for Scottish singer Isabel Campbell, an original member of that band. On her own since 2001, she released her first solo album, Amarino, in 2003. This year, it's Ballad of the Broken Sea, an album of duets with deep-voiced Mark Lanegan, one-time lead singer for Screaming Trees. We'll hear some performances today from Isabel and her band, and I started out by asking her how the duet album with Mark Lanegan came together.
Yeah, he'd sang on an EP of mine a few years back, and after that he said, you know, if you ever want to write for me. Then one time he was in Glasgow and he said, oh, we should make a record. So we did.
And when I talk about a magical, it's kind of spooky with his wonderful voice. It's kind of like the whole male ethos and female ethos coming together. I mean, was that one of the reasons why you wanted to work with him?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of duets, but also I just knew the sort of songs that I had at that point. I wanted to make a masculine, feminine record. That's kind of how I think of it.
Oh, very much so. And also the material, and there's some of your songs, but there are also a variety of sort of American roots music. And how did that come into your... Where did that all come from?
Well, it's weird. I think I sort of made that record and did those sounds by accident. And then, like, after I made the record, I got really into, like, the Harry Smith anthology.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's strange. Like, I kind of made the record, and then I was like, I heard, like, a lot of the old child ballads and stuff, and I was like, oh, God, that's really weird. I just kind of followed my nose and sort of intuitively.
Now, would you have started with traditional Scottish music at any point, or was it always American music that was more attractive?
Well, I think that because I'm Scottish, I think it's kind of very much in my blood and in my genes. And so many of Scottish and Irish came over, and you know, a lot of these American songs are kind of relatives of the Scottish songs, so
we've all seen the BBC shows where they trace it and it goes back and forth.
Yeah, it fascinates me.
Oh, it's really, really interesting. Well, what do you want to start off with? One of yours or one of the older ones?
I think we're going to start with one of Lanegan's Revolver.
Great. And who's playing the part of Mark today?
Eugene Kelly's with me from Glasgow, so.
Still missing, and after after all, don't it feel like nothing, like walking away, like a mouth full of rain. I'm holding on, 'cause you're my revolver, and I dreamed of an ending in a violent way.
Isabel Campbell is playing live for us today, and I'm so surprised that that is Mark's tune. It sounds so much of the, you know, kind of like a traditional song. Great song.
Yeah, he wrote that kind of late in the day, when just before we finished the record, and I think he said he kind of based it on some, I don't know, I think it was maybe some Tim Harden song, or I don't know, I don't even know if he said based. I think he maybe said stole.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm not going to go any further.
Absolutely. Don't. And that is one of the many on Ballad of the Broken Seas, the new album. And we're really happy that Isabel has joined us today. Now, what's next? What would you like to do?
Ramblin'.
Now, how did the arrangement of this one evolve? This is a great arrangement.
Basically, I'd been like kind of watering my plants in the house, like listening to Hank Williams just singing away to himself, and I just thought, oh, maybe we could do this song. And then, and Jim that's with me today on guitar, he, when we were working out a lot of the basic arrangements, it just kind of happened.
Yeah, that's a really cool arrangement.
Yeah,
definitely. All right.
Settle down and be doing just fine till I hear no freight coming down the line. Then I hurry straight home and back. And if I didn't go, believe it blow. Love you, baby, but you must understand. When the Lord made me, He made a rambling man. Some folks might say that I'm no good, that I wouldn't settle down if I could. But when an open road starts calling me, there's something over the hill that I've got to see. Sometimes it's hard, but you must understand. When the Lord made me, He made a rambling man. Mm-hmm.
Ramblin' Man, Isabel Campbell, has joined us today on the cafe. And great rearrangement of that one from the new album. Isabel, what kind of music did you start off making? Did you have a pre-Belle and Sebastian kind of musical life?
I played some music with a couple of people, but not anything serious.
You played cello, right?
Yeah, well, I studied music at university, so I guess that was serious. Mm-hmm. But I was just kind of fateful.
Well, I always got the feeling that the whole beginning of Belle and Sebastian was kind of, people weren't really sure, you know, they didn't have an idea of being in a band even. It just sort of happened. And I was curious as to what, were you happy that you did that? That you were happy that you started on a life of music at that point?
Was it? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I first met Stuart, like, he had a demo tape. I think it was called Rhode Island or something. And I got the tape, and I mean, I was listening to a lot of 60s music at that point, like Buffalo Springfield and stuff. And so when I heard his demo, I was just like, oh, that's amazing. It was a really great version of The State I'm In. And it was so good and a really good thing to stumble on.
Was it, was the post Belle and Sebastian, was the leaving and all that difficult on you personally or on your musical ideas after that?
I mean, it wasn't probably the easiest thing I've ever done, but it just was the way it was meant to be. But, you know, it had to be done, so.
So here we are today.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, should we do something else from this? Or you said you wanted, maybe had a new song you wanted to try out.
Yeah, let's do the new song, Might Have Been.
One. Life is an open road where dreamers' dreams take hold and fortunes fate bestowed in copper, gold or tin. A spider's web is spinning and ending up again with thoughts like stones are skimming. I think what might have been might have been, oh, might have been, could have been, or should have seen. Haunt the spaces in between. It might have been. It might have been. The more I learn, the less I know. It's faith that makes the flowers grow. And hope that leads the seeds to sow and scatter on the wind. And as I sit here sighing, some are born and some are dying. Resolve to keep on trying, for it is not a sin to dream what might have been. Might have been, oh, might have been, could have been, or should have seen. Hunt the spaces in between. It might have been.
Funny you should mention Buffalo Springfield. That could have come off of a Dillard and Clark album or something. Great song. You should say who's here with you today.
Yeah, on bass and vocals on the last song, Dave McGowan, Eugene Kelly, vocals, guitar, and Jim was a small bit of vocals there, but Jim McCulloch on guitar and some singing too.
And Isabel Campbell, our guest. What do you want to finish up with?
The Honey Child, What Can I Do?
Wishing, hoping for that old familiar feeling that takes your miles apart. Yeah, it's called love, but you do it for me. 'Cause I'm feeling lonely, praying, hoping, and I leave the door wide open. I've seen you when you cast your spell, babe, come and see about me. 'Cause I'm feeling lonely. Maybe I'm a stupid chasing butterflies like you. Honest days, they seem so cruel. Honey child, what can I do?
Honey Child, What Can I Do? Another one from Ballad of the Broken Seas. Isabel, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thanks.
A real treat.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.